From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The last of three House committees working on a bill to revamp health care has made progress. Fiscally conservative Democrats on the Energy and Commerce Committee say they've resolved their differences with Chairman Henry Waxman. That paves the way for the committee to complete its work on the bill before Congress leaves Friday for its August recess. A deal's also making progress in the Senate. According to Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, it would cost an estimated $900 billion over the next decade and cover 95% of those who don't have health insurance. President Obama praised lawmakers for moving forward, and he continued his public pitch for health care overhaul today in Raleigh, North Carolina.
You know, this isn't about politics. This is about people's lives. This is about people's businesses. This is about the future.
The president focused today on better consumer protections in the proposed changes, such as requiring insurance companies to cover patients with pre-existing illnesses. The government today indicted 32 people in several major cities for defrauding Medicare, the federal program for the elderly and disabled. NPR's Joanne Silberner has details.
People were arrested in Houston, New York, Boston, and Detroit. They're accused of submitting more than $16 million in false bills to Medicare. Government agents pored through Medicare billing data to identify suspicious charges. They focused on bills for power wheelchairs, arthritis treatments, and feeding tubes, favorite targets for criminals who either provide the products to people who don't need them or don't provide them at all. In some cases, Medicare received bills for people who were already dead. The current effort by the Departments of Justice and Health and Human Services is the fourth in a series that started in March 2007. Several hundred people have been indicted so far for bills totaling more than $674 million. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.
A federal grand jury has indicted white supremacist James Von Bruhn in connection with the fatal shooting of a security guard at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum last month. NPR's Allison Keyes has that report.
The jury returned a 7-count indictment against the 89-year-old Von Bruhn, including murder, killing in a federal building, federal civil rights and hate crimes charges. Von Bruhn is accused of killing security guard Stephen Tyrone Johns as Johns opened the museum's door for the elderly man. Other guards returned fire, shooting Von Bruhn in the face during the June 10th attack. Four of the charges make Von Bruhn eligible for the death penalty. A hearing set for earlier this month was delayed because Von Bruhn is bedridden. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow fell 26 points to close at 9,070. The Nasdaq lost 7 points to close at 1,967. The S&P was off 4. This is NPR News. Internet search engine Yahoo and software giant Microsoft are joining forces. The two companies signed a 10-year deal that gives Microsoft access to Yahoo, allowing it to compete with Google to win more internet advertising money. Under the agreement, Microsoft will power the searches on Yahoo's sites in exchange for 88% of the ad income. Mexico is requiring all of its citizens to sign up for new high-tech identity cards in an effort to curb organized crime and corruption in government services. Michael O'Boyle reports from Mexico City.
This year, Mexico will begin issuing new, harder-to-counterfeit ID cards. The country's interior minister said the new cards will include biometric data such as fingerprints and iris scans. The aim is to cut down on identity theft and improve the efficiency of government services. The announcement comes as Congress is probing fraud in an aid program designed to help support Mexico's millions of small, poor farmers. Local media say much of the funds are being siphoned by large farmers, politicians, and even drug cartels. Interior Minister Fernando Gomez-Mont said the cards would also help the government fight against organized crime, as the country's drug traffickers often use fake IDs to evade capture. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
Pilots for Air France have reported new failures on speed sensors that register an airplane's velocity. Those sensors are one of the factors suspected of causing the crash of Air France Flight 447 on its way from Brazil to Paris last month. The French Pilots Union reports the latest problem occurred on a Rome to Paris flight earlier this month. The union says the plane's security was not at risk. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.